Which brings me to one of my favorite subjects, which is the linkage between resource distribution and what we call employment. Mm-hmm. It seems to me one of the biggest wastes of energy, now that I've been reading all of this, has been fashion of any kind of sort. Clothes that, you know, we have to wear something that looks different every season. Cars that could last us a decade that we get rid of after 3 years or 4 years.
Right.
Maybe the people are holding on to the cars a little more now because they're so expensive to begin with. But I'm old enough to remember my grandfather, a perk of his job as a labor union officer was a new car every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
This idea of we've got to keep consuming, especially we're given this in the United States, because by shopping, by buying things, we are keeping money circulating in the economy, so we are keeping people at work.
Right.
Folks are saying, even you are saying, we got to get rid of the automobile. It doesn't work in a low energy regime. But then what do we do with all the workers who are making them, and then all of the people who depend on them spending their paychecks, etc.?
Right. Well, theoretically, the lower energy regime could be a full employment regime, because as we have had more energy available every year, mostly from fossil fuels over the last century and a half, that energy has been put to work in the machinery of production. And that's really the source of increased worker productivity that we have seen over the last 150 years. Every time you see an index of worker productivity and how that's increased, what that really means is that more product has been produced per worker hour. And the way that happens is not that people are working harder, it's that individual workers are controlling more energy in the production process. More energy is being used to make goods and services per worker. So as we enter a lower energy regime, that means that worker productivity will inevitably decrease, which means that it will take more people to get the same amount of work done. Now, again, theoretically, that could easily translate into a full employment economy. The trick is for the economy to respond to this transition rationally. And unfortunately, I don't think it's likely to, because the current economic system is built on the assumption of perpetual growth. And that's why we have the fashion. That's why we have the new car models every few years, so that people will throw away their old stuff and buy new stuff and keep more money circulating. Now, that economic growth engine, it's not just resulting from a set of beliefs that growth is good. It's not just resulting from greed on the part of the people at the top of the economic pyramid, although that's certainly a factor. But it's built into the very structure of the system itself by way of the way money is created through the making of loans. It's through compound interest. If everyone in the world were to try to pay back all of their loans at once, there wouldn't be enough money in the world to do it with. Because the money to pay back those loans and the interest on them has to come from the creating of new loans. Literally, the way money is created is through the making of loans. And the only way that happens is with the expectation of more economic activity. Manufacturers borrowing money to build new plants and so on. So in a regime where there is energy contraction from year to year, energy decline, there will be very little incentive to borrow money toward the creation of new production facilities. So the economy will begin to contract. And so even though there could potentially be work for everyone, it's entirely possible that the economy as a whole could go into some kind of convulsive response like the Great Depression of the 30s, where in that situation there was there were still just as many people around, still as many mouths to feed, all the factories were still there and everything, but the economic system itself was so dysfunctional, so disrupted that the demand couldn't be matched with the supply and the labor force. I think something similar is extremely likely to happen in this case.